Sean Patrick Maloney, representative of the 18th District, a Democrat. Tell me, Sean, what was your reaction when you heard about the Paris attacks?
Oh, disgust and horror and just a feeling of, you know, here we go again. I think those of us who lived through September 11th and the year since know that awful feeling when you see a story develop and you realize it just keeps getting worse. And it's just another reminder that it's very important that we come together as a country and settle on a real policy that is going to move us through this series of endless conflict war.
What should we do?
Well, the most important thing we can do, and the biggest opportunity we have, is that we have a worldwide consensus now on the threat of ISIS. That distinguishes this very very distinctly from the war in Iraq. This is a situation where all of the members of the United Nations, the permanent members of the UN Security Council, where all of our NATO allies and our important regional allies are all aligned with us, if not allied with us. And it seems to me that creates the opportunity to build a robust international coalition to accomplish what we must do, which is to destroy ISIS and deprive them of this nation state in the heart of the Middle East.
And do you see are putting, as they say, boots on the ground?
I don't know how we're ever going to regain this territory without boots on the ground. Whose boots, where, how we do it, those are very important questions, and I wouldn't skip over them. I do think in the context of a robust international coalition, greatly increasing the use of special forces and smart power, modeled most closely on the ground activity we had in Afghanistan immediately after 9/11, could produce very good results. And then, of course, if you had a true international coalition, you could hold that territory, and it might seem a lot more like Gulf War One than Gulf War Two, the Iraq War, but that's going to require building this coalition internationally. And really being decisive.
There have been a number of observers who are close to this thing who say, well, if we all get on the ground and if we all do it together, it'll only be 2 weeks. Do you believe that?
No, I don't. I think it'll be difficult, and I believe it will be months, if not years, and I think it will be very costly. But we can share that cost, and we can have the moral authority that comes with having a true international coalition. It is a very rare event to have the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council in alignment. But yep. I think if you look at where the great powers are on this, and if you look at where the regional powers are on this, with American leadership, we could achieve that.
Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, let me ask you this. How do we keep terrorists out of the United States?
Well, we're doing a lot to do that. We have to focus on where the real threats are. We have a very large number of people coming into the country now on visas. That is the most likely source of militant activity that will come into the country unless they simply sneak across our borders. The least likely would be through a refugee process. But I understand the public wants reassurance about all of these things. And then, of course, we have to worry about homegrown terrorism. We have a very large country. We have some people that are very enticed by this type of butchery and madness, and who will get radicalized. We saw that in the Boston Marathon bombings, so we have to do it all.
There seems to be a sense that Republicans are tougher on this than Democrats. Is that true?
Well, I don't know about that. I know that the Republicans are shooting their mouths off, saying a bunch of, frankly, outrageous stuff at the presidential level. The governors have really not distinguished themselves in this, trying to close their states to refugees as though that's their decision to make. I think if you look in particular at the comments of Donald Trump or Ben Carson, they are way outside the mainstream and should earn the condemnation of all fair-minded people. I think that there's a big difference between shooting your mouth off and doing some damage than there is actually being tough. Having said that, I do think the president's policy is not working, and we need to do much more. And so the administration needs to get more engaged on this. I think it has sort of been off on the wrong from the beginning on this threat. They are very stubbornly insisting that the policy is working when I don't believe the American public believes that. I know our European allies don't believe that. I mean, my goodness, if you live in Paris or in Brussels, you don't think this policy is working. And so we've got to do more. It's got to be in concert with a robust international coalition. But we should not confuse being cautious about jumping back into a ground war in the Middle East with being weak. Those are different things. I don't blame the president for not wanting to rush into, you know, get our kids killed in the Syrian civil war. But unfortunately, we are past the point when we can discount this as some sideline threat or some second-order issue. This is front and center. It has to be dealt with. And we cannot kid ourselves that if this group of terrorists control a nation state in the Middle East, it won't come to our shores sooner or later. It will.
Do you think this is actually helping the Republicans electorally?
Well, I don't know, and I got to tell you, I'm a lot less concerned about that than I am getting this policy right. I think that the American people can sort that out in due course. The most important thing we can do is get the policy right and keep another Paris from happening anywhere, but especially the United States. And I think if we do that, then, you know, well, I'm sure that'll be good politics, too.
All these Republican governors are saying no Syrian refugees in their states. I don't know that they have the power to do that. But the question for you, Sean, is whether or not they have the American people with them.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they do not have the power to do that. That's pretty clear. I mean, we had a little argument about, you know, states being able to override federal law in the mid-19th century. And the fact of the matter is this is just the worst kind of demagoguery and pandering. What is unfortunate is that the American public doesn't realize that we have an extensive screening process now that deals with a very low-risk population. I mean, only 2,000 Syrian refugees have been admitted since 2012. 50% of them are children. Another 25% are senior citizens. The rest are basically women. Only 2% are combat-age males, and for the most part, they've got some sort of connection to the United States family or some verifiable basis for admission. So the point is, we're dealing with a very low-risk population. I understand that people are watching, you know, the streets of Paris turn into a war zone are understandably concerned. And when they see the House Republican leadership act like refugees is the biggest problem on earth, you know, they could be confused for thinking this is where the threat is. It's not where the threat is. And I think we ought to focus on where the real threats are.
Sean Patrick Maloney, always wonderful to talk to you. I know how busy your schedule is. Sean Patrick Maloney is a Democrat of New York's 18th District in office since 2013. Sean, when we come back the next time, I want to talk to you about Speaker Paul Ryan, okay?
You bet.